Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life. And there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife.
Dirt and Sprague on Football Friday.
Tap by Coors Light. Duck fans, as you power up for game day, grab some frost-brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Please drink responsibly.
All I know is, you mess with me, you got problems.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on a Friday. Hope your Fridays are going well. Thanks for being with us right here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Get your fake sponsors in for Sprague in the line, 55305. Better you today. Text line, we'll rattle them off and try and win some money. Coming up bottom of the hour, we have a listener who has spotted Kyle Lowry at the Adidas store.
To which I responded, could you ask him if he's playing? Because they just officially listed him as questionable. They might not play Kawhi or Kyle Lowry.
Look at that. Catching a break, and everybody's going to get over their skis about a win.
I also
Although they just dominated Golden State without Kawhi Leonard.
But Kyle Lowry had a good game.
Sure.
I also want to dive into one thing at the end of the show with you because it's our last show of 2018.
Okay.
I have a New Year's resolution that's really catching steam for people, and I'm curious if you would be willing to try it, or can you do it?
Okay.
I'm not going to do it.
I'm actually intrigued by that.
But it's kind of making me think if I could do it.
Okay. We'll get to that. Close out the show. I like that. Okay. By the way, one quick note. I just saw this, and a quick anecdote before we get to our Pac-12 picks. Matt Miller, NFL writer for Bleacher Report.
He's NFL draft scout,
NFL
right?
draft scout, yeah. He just released a pretty funny column about how Herbert's such a rare guy because nobody's heard anything. He said, usually with these guys going to the league, you hear from an agent or a player or a teammate, a coach, somebody will give you an inclination one way or the other. He said, Herbert's like the rare example of nobody knows anything because he's not talking about it. And there was a quote in here from somebody. What is this? One source close to the Ducks said, man, he's a weird dude. No one's heard a thing. So I quite enjoyed that quote. So if somebody tells you they have sources saying they know something about Justin Herbert, don't trust him because nobody knows what the hell that guy's going to do.
Yeah, he's a weird dude.
He's a weird dude, man. He's not talking to anybody. All right, we'll get to the Portland Diamond Project stuff coming up in 10 minutes. Let's get to our Pac-12 picks, though, shall we? Last time. This is it.
This is it, man.
This is all she wrote. Let me update. So we didn't do these last week, obviously, because there's no Pac-12 games. An update from 2 weeks ago. I was the lone winner of the week at 2-0. You two Yahoos took Cal over Stanford. So you went 1-1.
Wait, okay. I don't know if did I have. I don't think I picked that.
You didn't. That was a Swigard pick.
Okay.
Yeah. I just the producer chair is just lumped in, so you were associated with Swigard's
picks. I don't like that Swigard, by the way, gets the record of
he
everybody
does.
Else that's picked.
Mike, Joe, and now Preston will have made picks for Swigard.
That's dumb.
Yeah. But so I took Stanford and we all took Washington, obviously.
Yes.
So I sit at 67-24. The producer chair is 65-26. And you are 63-28. So everybody's in play going into bowl season.
Okay.
Okay, are we ready? We will start. First thing first, tomorrow, Saturday, December 15th. Boom goes the Dynamite Vegas Bowl. Arizona State, Fresno State. Devils or Bulldogs? Who you got?
No N'Keal Harry. That's going to be a tough one. Marcus McMarion and the Bulldogs had a good season. I am going to take ASU to win this game. I think the Pac-12 represents, gets off to a good start. I think that they just have more talent. I think that's a fact based on star rankings. And I believe in the Herminator and Manny Wilkins last game. Give me ASU to win the Vegas Bowl.
You know, I think that's a pretty hot pick, ASU over Fresno State. That being said, I'm going with Fresno State. Recognize the Mountain West champions. And, yeah, no N'Keal Harry, I'm going Fresno State.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I would love if ASU. I'm going to be rooting for ASU in this game.
No, go ahead. Pick against
him. I'm putting money on them at +6. I think they can cover. I think I don't see him getting blown out because of the talent.
I almost want to tease that to +13.
Yeah, that's a lock right there. But I will take Fresno State in this game. I think Mountain West teams just have a little bit more to play for. It's their kind of statement game, chance to beat a Pac-12 team. Fresno State's a quality football team.
They're good.
They're good.
Yeah.
Mountain West champs. ASU, Noah and Keel Harry. They're in Vegas partying it up. So I think it could be
sloppy. Fresno State not partying it up?
They both are probably. It'll be a low-scoring, sloppy game in my mind, but I will take Fresno State to get the win. Next one, we got to wait until December 26th, day after Christmas. This is a straight pick 'em in Vegas. No back and forth, whoever you want. Cal 7-5 taking on 6-6 TCU in the Cheez-It Bowl in Phoenix, Arizona.
Holy crap. No idea where to go with this one, but I'm going to ride the Pac-12 train.
Ooh, homer.
Woo, woo. I think Garbers and that defense will get it done. TCU has sustained so many injuries, and I'm sure there's going to be a couple guys that probably come back, given how long they've been out. But Gary Patterson had a quote about 3-4 weeks ago. He has never been on a team that has had this many injuries. TCU, not that good. I'll take Cal to get the win.
Yeah, TCU really trailed off. They remember they played Ohio State earlier in the year, and they kind of played them tough for three quarters. But they, like Sprague said, injuries. And I think Cal's going to care a lot more about this game, so I'm going Cal here.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the thinkings I have as well. It's a big deal for them to get to a bowl game. There's no confidence in this pick whatsoever. Because
I'll
I don't know. I don't know how many of the guys for TCU are coming back.
I don't know.
Researched that part of it. But Cal does have a good defense. Again, low scoring game, I see. I think Cal will be a little bit more motivated to be playing in the Cheez-It Bowl. And,
at Chase Field, no,
at Chase
no less.
Field, where the Diamondbacks play,
yeah,
man.
And that is a big step for them as a program. That's why I think they're really into it.
Yeah, I think it's a bigger deal for them, so I'll take Cal. Next one up, I'm actually excited for this game. Some people have poo-pooed it, but I'm excited for it. Alamo Bowl, December 28th, Friday night, 6 o'clock. Iowa State, number 24 in the country, 8-4, taking on the 10-2 Cougs. Cougs and Cyclones, who you got?
Iowa State's got a good defense, but I do not care. Let's ride the Pac-12 train some more. Woo, woo. Give me the Cougars and Minshew to go out on top.
Are you going to pick them to win every game?
We'll see.
Okay.
I loved Minshew's quote, by the way. He was asked about guys who sit out of games to get ready for the draft, and he basically came out and said, "That's all well and fine, but we've been on this journey together. I'm going to play this game. It still means something to him." I'll take the Cougars and Mike Leach to get the bowl win over Matt Campbell and the Iowa State Cyclones.
Yeah, I like Matt Campbell a lot. I actually read that he's re-signing with Iowa State.
He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, so normally I'd be pretty concerned about Washington State in this game, just given that they're not in a bigger game despite the season that they had. But I do think Minshew being there and the season he's had and trying to ride this thing out as the grad transfer, I think Washington State will be motivated, so I'll take the Cougs as well.
Yeah, for all the reasons you guys listed, sometimes you do have that fear about a team getting left out of a playoff or a New Year's Six and then showing up flat because it's not the bowl game they wanted to go to. Going to the Alamo Bowl is still a big deal, and they're playing a ranked opponent. I think they're going to be ready for it. Give me the Cougs to get the win. They, by the way, are about a 3.5-point favorite, I think, going into that one. Next one up will be a couple. Actually, we got a trio of games on New Year's Eve. I'll start 11 a.m. 11 a.m. That's a stumble's always way too early. 11 a.m. on New Year's Eve. Stanford at 8-4 taking on Pitt. Stanford's about a touchdown favorite.
And this is where mine stops. I'm actually going to take Pitt to beat Stanford.
Taking Pitt? Wow.
Yeah, I think Pitt's going to get them. I do. The Sun Bowl is a tough place to motivate people to play. Pittsburgh had a good year. We didn't talk about Pittsburgh much because they started out slow. I'm going to take Pitt to get the win.
You know, for being such a boring bowl game, the Sun Bowl's brought us a couple good memories over the years, like when USC fighted itself in the locker room. Those players on USC were fighting each other. We had the Beaver win over Pitt in the Sun Bowl. We had the Ducks win over, I think, South Florida in the Sun Bowl.
Justin Roper, MVP.
Yeah, Justin Roper, man. But I'm going with Pitt. No real reason here. I'm just going with Pitt.
Wow. I don't like Pitt at all. I don't think Pitt's a very good team. 7-6, barely over 500. They were 7-5. Granted, they had to play Clemson in the ACC title game. Give me Stanford all day. They're the more complete team. Bryce Love goes out on top. Is he playing in the bowl game, by the way? Has he announced that?
You made the pick and you don't even know.
No, but I'm going to trust it anyways.
What if he's not? Does that change anything?
Nope. Give me Stanford. Pitt sucks.
You hate Pitt.
Yeah, they're no good. Next one up, they lost me some money this year. Noon on New Year's Eve, right here on 1080 The Fan.
Oh.
Oregon Ducks.
They're not my Oregon Ducks. They're your Oregon Ducks, but okay.
Taking on Michigan State Ducks. Spartans, who you got in the Red Box Bowl from Levi Stadium.
Yeah, I think this is actually going to be a really boring, good game. I am unfortunately going to have to go, woo, woo, Pac-12 train rolls on. Give me Oregon to get it together, have enough time to get ready.
Such a beaver honk.
I know. I'm going to take Oregon to get the win over Michigan State, and I'm not expecting a whole ton of points in this one.
Yeah, this has like a tie written all over it. I mean, it's going to be an interesting game. Michigan State is a team that loves to play ugly football. Rocky Lombardi, their quarterback, or one of their quarterbacks that they use, is a pretty great name. It has kind of a 17-13 feel to it. I'm going to go Oregon low scoring.
Yeah, you know where I'm going on this one. I am excited,
though. You picked them every week this season.
I am, though, excited to see them fully healthy. I think that's a cool thing when you go into a bowl game. Penei Sewell's back. He's going to play. DJ Johnson, I mean, he didn't really talk about that, but he was their big transfer from Miami last year. He had to sit the year.
Yeah.
But there was apparently like a calendar year thing where now he's allowed to play and it doesn't burn a year of eligibility because it's just one game with the new redshirt rule. So their new defensive lineman who's going to be a part of the rotation next year, DJ Johnson's going to play. They're healthy. Give me the Ducks. Michigan State's anemic on offense. So I see a low-scoring game in this one. Michigan State does have a very good defense. Low-scoring, I'll take the Ducks to get the win. They, by the way, are about a field goal favorite in this one. Also on New Year's Eve, we only got two more to go. New Year's Eve, you got the Holiday Bowl. Utah at 9-4, number 17 in the country. They're taking on Northwestern. Number 22, about a touchdown favorite for Utah in this game.
Yeah, and I will take Northwestern to pull the upset.
Ooh.
I didn't like what I saw with Utah against UW, although let's give UW proper credit for what they are defensively. I thought Northwestern actually showed pretty good fight against Ohio State, and especially in a game where people thought that Ohio State was going to come out and beat them 50-0 to try to get in the college football playoff. That didn't happen. They pulled away late. So I'm going to give Northwestern as a dog a great chance to win it. I'll take Northwestern to beat Utah.
I actually think both these teams are slightly overrated. Northwestern plays in that Big Ten West where a lot of programs are kind of on the come up or just not very good. Utah, obviously Pac-12 South, got a couple, a bunch of close wins this year. I'm going to go with Northwestern in this one, despite the fact that they didn't look great in that Big Ten championship game. Still well coached, and I think they maybe have a little more on offense than Utah does in this one.
Yeah, I'm going to take Utah in this game. I trust them defensively. I think their ability to run the football against Northwestern will be big for them. I think Utah's a good team. I'm not going to overreact to their Pac-12 championship loss. I think Washington's a good football team, and they were right there with them without a fluky defensive touchdown. Who knows? Maybe that game is still tied 3-3, and they're playing like the 38th overtime because neither offense could score. So I think Utah's defense keeps them in it. They get enough plays from the offense. I will take the Utes to get the win here. Last one up, the Rose Bowl granddaddy of them all. Washington back for the first time since, 2002? 2002?
The what? Say it again?
When was Washington's last Rose Bowl?
Like 18 years, 19 years?
03? 02?
2000.
2000?
Wasn't it?
I can't remember. One of those years.
I think it was 2000. was the year they beat Oregon State.
Tuyasa Sopo, right?
They went to the Rose Bowl. Oregon State went to the Fiesta.
Went to the Fiesta.
Yeah.
Number 9, Washington, your conference champ, taking on number 6, Ohio State. Ohio State's a touchdown favorite in this game.
And as much as I want to pull the old whistle for the train, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to get off the train right here. I'm going to take Ohio State to win this football game. I'm giving you just a couple examples. I don't like when coaches have their play for the team and my legacy type games. Ohio State's not lighting the world on fire. I think UW's defense can be able to keep that somewhat close. But I'm not going to trust Jake Browning against Ohio State. I'm going to take Urban Meyer and the Buckeyes to get the Rose Bowl win.
Yeah, the whole Urban Meyer's last game kind of thing, it's going to be one of those cheesy storylines that we're going to hear about on the broadcast 100 times.
Yeah.
But it really does seem to favor Ohio State. On top of that, I mean, the difference at quarterback in this game is just huge. Browning is
Haskins is going to be a top 10 pick, and Browning's
ideal.
Not going to get drafted.
And Haskins is about to be a millionaire in a couple months. So, I'm going with Ohio State.
Yeah, I would love, despite my feelings about them 364 days out of the year, I would love if Washington won this game. I think this is the one, if you're going to have the whole conversation about conference perception, this is the one that would be the biggest for the Pac-12. If they find, you can win all the other games and people will say, you beat nobody. You beat Pitt and Northwestern and Michigan State, Fresno State. If you find a way to beat Ohio State in the Rose Bowl, a team that people tried to argue should have been in the playoff.
Huge, dog.
Huge. And you're a touchdown underdog in this game. This would be big. And it's funny how the season is kind of bookend with Washington having the pressure of the conference on their shoulders with Auburn and the neutral site.
Right.
Now Ohio State. I don't have enough faith in Jake Browning to pick him.
Yep.
The coach thing can go either direction, so who knows, but you trust Ohio State, I guess, a little bit more at this point in the year. I'll take Ohio State.
Did you see his motivational video that somebody put out?
Herbs?
No, Jake Browning?
No.
It was a highlight video from back to his high school days. When no one thinks you can do it, everyone counts you out. You know, one of those motivational guys. And it's him throwing touchdown passes in high school. It's bro.
This is his last game. This is it.
Yeah, okay, calm down.
What a legacy game for him, though. What if he wins this?
Huge. Huge, dog.
That's the all-time winningest conference quarterback you're talking about right there. Put some respect on the name.
I'll say this. Husky fan can hate what we think and say about Jake Browning, and that's fine.
I think most of them agree with us.
Well, they probably do. If they win that game, though, I'll eat crow.
Right.
I'll be the first to do it when I come back from vacation. Yeah. I cannot believe they beat Ohio State, and Jake Browning played a damn good football game.
Because it'll take him making some plays to win that game. So
yeah.
There you go. Our Pac-12 picks for the final time of this season. We'll update the results, I guess, after that final game. We'll do it when Sprague gets back from vacation next year.
I won't be back, I believe, till after the national championship game.
Dear Lord, get your ass back to work.
Title game is...
That's not till like the 9th.
Oh, okay, so I'll be back just before that.
God.
I'm back the 7th.
What, are you taking a month off? What, are you a teacher?
I'm not Sukanik here. But I had days to use.
All right, there you go, Pac-12 picks. Okay, Sprague and Line coming up bottom of the hour. I got a bit of news, or is it non-news, about the Portland Diamond Project, but I will bring it to you, and I will do it next on 1080 The Fan.
It's
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Tapped by Coors Light.
On 1080 The Fan.
Does this mean I can go home now? Is this it? Are we done?
Can we
get out of here?
This is not
This is the
done.
Last segment. It's probably 2:45 right now, right?
I mean, if the producer's going to do it, then right? I think that's
Perfect.
Our way
it's
of knowing.
It's the last segment. Sorry, boss. We're done, man. The producer played Friday.
I don't know what to tell you. You got to fill the last half hour.
Yeah.
I asked you earlier if I could play it whenever, I thought.
No. We played at 2:45.
It's the sign-off
Come
song.
Come on, man.
Man. I had a perfect show, too.
Yeah, you were doing okay.
I was batting 1,000.
I knew you were going to screw up at some point. What was it going to be? I don't know. I'm just glad you didn't screw up the Daily Ticker, though.
I'm 2 for 2 on the Daily
you
Ticker.
You did good on the Daily Ticker. Yeah. I was proud of you today and yesterday.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
This one was like, oh, all right, the show's over.
I saw both of you guys start laughing when I was to play that, and I was like, is everything okay?
No, this is it. It's final segment. I'll see you guys next week. Actually, next year. I'm out. All right, later. No. All right. Sprague and Line coming up bottom of the hour. No Kevin Todd. He can't join us today, but he has texted his picks, so we'll do those.
Yeah, by the way, he's not joining us because he has a family dinner obligation.
Got a family dinner I got to go to.
He also texts, believe me, I don't want to do it. Okay. I believe you.
All right, let's get to this, okay? Can we gauge if this is news or non-news?
All right, I want people to know, is Dirt teasing you about nothing, or do you believe this is news? Go ahead, let us know what it is.
Because I think it falls under both categories of news and non-news. It's like something we knew, but now we know. Does that make sense?
He's so tight, he squeaks when he walks.
No, does that not make any sense? Okay.
Just go ahead.
Okay, so the winter meetings were happening this past week in Las Vegas, right? That was going on.
A lot of people complained it was really boring winter meetings. Nothing happened.
No, there wasn't a whole lot of action. Bryce Harper hasn't signed yet, all that stuff, right? So, but Craig Cheek and Mike Barrett were both in Vegas for the winter meetings, and they met with league officials. And while they were there, and they met with certain individuals from certain organizations, Cheek said they're not directly lobbying to bring the Rays to Portland, but he did send a message that his plan to build a stadium in Portland offers a tidy solution for teams without long-term stadium solutions, including both Tampa and Oakland. He said that they got asked quite a bit about the readiness, their property solutions. We try and stay above the fray, but we're definitely nipping around the edges of the baseball world, knowing that Portland is getting ready. News or non-news?
I don't know. I don't think this is news.
You don't think this is news?
Didn't we know by them diving into the...
that they were essentially lobbying the Rays and the A's to bring them here? See, that's what I'm saying. It's
You have a place to hang your hat
now. It was something we knew, but now we officially know because they've commented on it.
Look, I'm not going to rain on your news parade.
Don't rain on my parade. It's a chance to talk baseball to Portland.
I'll give it to you, but if you ask my honest opinion, no, but sure. I'm happy to hear that they're still lobbying to get relocation versus expansion.
Yes.
Because the other part of this is whoever that owner is or the group is that we don't know that's backing this stuff financially, I think the tough part for me is the relocation fee mixed in with the stadium. I mean, when you start doing all that, I mean, you're talking multiple billions of dollars. Now, you do get to you join this exclusive club and your legacy is going to be establishing something like that. And that's awesome. But that's a lot of coin. It's a lot of cash. So, sure, lobby for expansion, lobby for relocation. I don't know. But ultimately, I just kind of looked at the whole thing and say, whatever the big power players are into, let's do that. If they're trying to do a relocation, by the way, how much are they trying to say, yeah, we'll build the ballpark, but these guys, this group, whoever it is, they want X percentage of ownership for the team.
Yeah, it's an aspect of it we don't know, because they say they have all the money and the people ready to buy a team and an ownership group and all that kind of stuff. But that does add an interesting dynamic to it. If you have a team, let's say the Rays, because I think right now they're more likely to not figure out their situation, that they decide to pack and move and the owner doesn't want to sell, but he wants to come to Portland. Are you going to allow I think there's a lot of interesting dynamics there. This was, to me, I think good just in the fact that they're talking about how they're pressuring these organizations and they're lobbying these organizations, because whether we're used as a kind of kick in the pants for them to figure out their own situation or whether we're actually a viable option, either way, it's a positive for me, because Portland, as the alternative solution out there, it kicks these cities into gear to realizing they need to figure their spots out. But it also is, if it's an actual location that they could potentially move to, it's great for them to realize that Portland is miles ahead of any other city when it comes to being ready to bring in a major league stadium with the land and the preparedness of the stadium, all that kind of stuff.
I don't know if we're miles ahead. We don't have a stadium yet, but I see what your bigger point
is. Montreal's got the old stadium. Right. Charlotte is the city people bring up. They have a AAA ballpark that you can't expand into a major league ballpark.
Vegas doesn't have
that. Vegas has a AAA stadium that I don't know of the capability of expanding it into major league, but they just have a minor league ballpark that they've renovated. It's actually a nice minor league ballpark, but it's not major league ready right now. So I think where you're at, you've set yourself up pretty nicely. So there's my news. There's my news, non-news. News, non-news.
News, non-news.
It's my news, non-news. What do you think? Okay, news?
I think we do that in the future. We have news that's non-news. That's coming
Shame
up.
Shame on each and all of you. And upon you, Ed, I thought your principles were higher and better than
damn
this.
Damn it, Ed. I thought your principles were higher.
But he said, I see Dirt read the paper this morning. Good boy. I actually didn't. I don't get the Oregonian because there's not much there. I saw this on KGW. Yeah. KGW tweeted it out.
There you go.
And then the Portland Diamond Project retweeted it. Therefore, I saw through the Portland Diamond Project their retweet of KGW. Clicked it, and I read the article. Baby, let's go. Baseball coming to Portland, maybe.
And is that listener a newspaper subscriber?
I would assume so.
Okay, so he's still a newspaper guy. Advocate of having the actual newspaper.
Yeah, they're big for me now, though. If anybody wants to drop off their newspapers, because I start fires and I gotta search out newspapers.
Nice to have that
in my family. Whenever my folks get one, I'm always like, hey, can you guys bring it over when you're all done with it, so I can start a fire over here? Thank you. All right, hey, let's break the line, shall we? Get your fake sponsors in. 55305 is the better you today text line. We'll try and win some money on the other side.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Tap by Coors Light
on 1080 The Fan.
Hold on. Hold it.
I'm waiting.
Wait for it.
Oh, wait.
Hold on.
I screwed it up last week. So.
Wait, here it comes.
All right.
Sprague in the line. Nailed it. I enjoyed the person who texted in saying, I legit thought I was running an hour late when you played Friday. Like, wait, what? Crap. Oh, wait, no, we're okay. It's all right.
Damn it, Preston.
Sorry for that heart attack.
He's got a meeting to be at.
I don't know why you're running an hour late, bro, but I apologize.
Spring and Live brought to you by Stephen A., who is taking the points for the Oilers over the Baltimore Colts this week.
Oh.
So I like that.
I like the Oilers.
Houston over Baltimore.
Okay.
Spring and Live brought to you by Matchbox 20, when 15-year-old me was too cool for Nickelback. Sprague and Lime brought to you by Crater Lake Vodka, delivered as quickly as the Sprague pick pays off.
Hey, he got it. We didn't get to find out if he enjoyed it. He said he was going to try it last weekend and let us know this week.
We need an answer. Sprague and Lime brought to you by Stephen A. Smith. I really think Sprague should bet the house on Jonathan Smith against Joey Harrington this week. He could throw five picks.
Joey,
you never know. You never know.
Give me that win, baby.
Sprague and Lime brought to you by the Daily Ticker. Listen to it every day after Joel Klatt right here on Hard Count. It's well played.
Only a true P1 would understand that test.
That is well played. Spring Line brought to you by Disneyland, the destroyer of Dirt's dreams.
By the way, I think you buried the lead on the Disneyland conversation.
How did I bury the lead?
I think of all the complaining you did about what Disneyland is, you didn't come out and just say, I'm terrified of riding roller coasters.
Yeah, I hate roller coasters. I mean, that's a huge part of the equation, but...
They also only really have one
It's not like it's like coaster. You know, little tilt-a-whirls and stuff and... Teacups.
You don't like the Dumbo ride?
I'm a little teacup. Spring and Lab brought to you by the holiday season on The Fan. It's a who's who of radio personalities. Like, literally, who are some of these guys?
Find out next week, because I'm going to have a big, big mashup version of this show.
No, this is the best time of year for the part-timers, because it's your opportunity. Like, everybody's on vacation this time of year. So it's there. You got chances to fill in and be on the air, man.
I have Rashad booked for Monday and Will Tuesday.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who's who? Let's go. Who else you got?
Do it.
You got two more shows to book out next week. Spring and Live brought to you by We're Coming After You, Neil O'Shea. No Place to Hide brought to you by the Pissed Off Grandma Association of Oregon. I'll get one more in here before we get your picks. Spring and Live, proof that you can have a case of the Mondays even on a Friday.
Okay.
All right. Who are we going? Well, first, who's Kevin Todd going with? Because he's a no-show this week, but he texted you his picks.
I'll give you... You want me to go all three of his, or you want to go pick by pick?
You can just rattle his off. I'll write them down.
Okay. His first pick, I'm very confused by his text. Okay, I got it. There we go. He literally just texts in. He texts, his first pick is Cleveland +2.5 on the road against the Denver Broncos.
Okay, well, Bovada has it at 3, but if he only got 2.5, I'll take it.
No, we're going to put it at 3. That's what he got mad about, so we're going to put it at Cleveland plus three.
Okay.
The next pick he has... is New England right now on Vegas Insider. The consensus is New England is a 3-point favorite.
Okay, at Pittsburgh.
So he likes the Pats over the Steelers. And he's got Tennessee -1, but right now on the Insider, it says pick 'em. Because OBJ is
essentially
he's not
the
playing.
Same
it's
thing.
A pick 'em. Yeah,
I'm seeing Tennessee -1 on ESPN. Yeah,
you can't win by.
Don't trust ESPN, Preston. Listen to me on this.
Stephen A, baby.
If you're going to gamble, do not trust the ESPN lines. They're not accurate.
Okay, so Browns +3, Patriots -3, Titans -1. Boom, boom, boom. There's his picks. Okay, where are you going?
I would put pick 'em, by the way, for Tennessee.
Well, it's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It is.
It's not the same thing. It's a technicality.
How can you lose by a half a point?
It's about the principle here.
So if they win 27.5-27, he's not going to cover the spread?
I'm just telling you, for the tweet purposes, it's got to say Tennessee PK.
Okay, fine.
It's got to be a pick 'em.
All right.
Because I'm also picking Tennessee as a pick 'em.
Wow. All right, there's your first pick. You're going Titans?
That is my first pick. My second pick, I'm going to buy a half point down. I did that against Seattle. I didn't need to, but I did. I'm going to do it again this week, and I'm going to go with a gut instinct here. I'm taking Colts -2.5 hosting the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
And my final pick, I'm going to stick in the NFL. I'm not going to go college basketball or anything crazy like that. And my final pick in the National Football League is Baltimore -7.5 against Tampa.
Oh, that's a big, you're laying the wood.
I am. I don't like the offense against the Baltimore defense.
Okay. Lay the big wood.
Lay the big wood.
There you go.
Today I'm laying the big wood.
I like the Browns pick. I like the Pats pick. And I like the Tennessee pick. I like your Baltimore pick, too. Tampa sucks.
Okay, so what? You don't like my other picks?
Colts won. That's just a weird game for me, the Indy-Dallas game.
I'm going with just a gut.
Yeah.
Just a gut instinct that Dallas is going to have a loss at some point the end of the season, and the Colts are at home.
You got to trust your gut, man. Trust your gut. Spring and Live brought to you by Swag Staycation. So tight, he squeaks when he walks.
He's so tight, he squeaks when he walks.
Spring in Line, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. I call BS on the no judgments when shirtless Sprague is in the house. That's true.
It's actually pantless Sprague, but that's fine.
Spring in Line, brought to you by Stephen A. Smith. According to him, Sprague's picks are awesome. Spring in Line, brought to you by me. 2 years cancer-free. That's a win. Amen to that, buddy. Congratulations,
hey, congratulations
for that.
Congratulations, though. All honesty, that's awesome.
That's awesome to hear from a P1. What else do we got here? Spring in Line, brought to you by Dirt Breaking News. Like a Sprague pick, a lot of hype, no substance.
Ooh.
Hey, easy. Ooh. Easy. Easy.
Yes.
Spring in Line, brought to you by the Seattle Mariners. We don't know what the hell we're doing either.
Beef bourguignon.
Spring in Line.
We don't know what we're doing.
Brought to you by Donald J. Trump. If these picks don't work, I'm going to shut down the government.
Sizzler.
Spring in Line, brought to you by Dirt's Non-News, about as useful as a Sprague pick. Easy.
But I'm now the president of everybody.
Easy. What else we got here? Spring in Line, brought to you by Staycations. Bet with Sprague, and a staycation is the only vacation you'll be able to afford.
Hooray!
Spring in Line, brought to you by Sprague's new fragrance and aphrodisiac called Roadkill. Pour it on.
Took it to the limit.
You remember that?
I do. Sprague and Lyme brought to you by Swag. He can't afford to do anything on his staycation because he uses Sprague's picks. Don't be like Swag.
Just get all fat and sassy.
Sprague and Lyme brought to you by First Take, where Stephen A. Smith's predictions are more accurate than a Brandon Sprague pick.
My buddy has the package.
What else we got? Hold on. I want to see if there's any more good ones. I want to get them all in. This is my last Sprague and the Line for a while. Sprague and the Line brought to you by Rain. It's literally God crying because of how bad Sprague's picks are.
Why do we suck so much?
Sprague and the Line brought to you by the Portland Trail Blazers, the Raptors of the West. Oh, wait, never mind. The Raptors actually weren't content with mediocrity. Sprague and the Line brought to you by Stephen A. Smith. At least Sprague knows who's playing.
No, I'm not a bro.
Okay, that looks pretty good. God, we got a lot of them today.
Yeah, good effort. It's the last show together, man, until next year.
There you go. I like that. Solid Sprague and the Line sponsors. I appreciate them. One more here. I'll get to this
okay,
one.
Okay, all right.
Sprague and the Line brought to you by Sprague's daughter not stealing anything in 2019.
Dude.
We need to play that drop more often.
I know. I'm just now going through and seeing what we still have.
Right. All right. We got a Blazer game to talk about tonight, and they could catch a couple of breaks. Also, Sprague has a New Year's resolution you want to throw out there?
You're so naughty.
Oh, you're naughty.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I want to see if you would ever be interested in trying it.
Okay.
And could you actually follow through on it?
Tickle me intrigued. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
It's
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Tapped by Coors Light.
On 1080 The Fan.
That's what I'm talking about. Fist pumping the way into the weekend. Let's go, Rebecca.
We're now on time to get the hell out of here.
This is officially the last segment. Swigart texted, by the way, he's extending a couple of middle fingers to the fake sponsor authors.
Absolutely.
People have fun at his expense today, and we enjoyed it. Listener also said, can you have a contest to have a P1 co-host a show with you next week, Sprague?
Well, what would the contest? You're just creating more work for me right
come
now.
Come on, have a contest.
And I'm mentally not in that space.
Why don't right you come now in Sunday, set up a contest for everybody, and get a listener co-host next week. Boom.
I'll think about that. I'm not opposed to it. Like,
as long as I don't get Wally Pitts. You should just do an hour of calls one day. Just take calls. What do you want to hear about? Give me a call.
It's like I wrote an article.
Call me and tell me what you think.
Well, no, I don't want to do a show like that. I don't think that's fun. I think it's just boring and lazy.
Okay.
But the contest, no, I'm not opposed to ever having a random listener just co-host with me.
Yeah.
I'm just really not in a space where I want to think of a contest for it.
No, I know. It's too
maybe
much
at some point in my life I will do that.
Somebody said, I feel like it's deja vu. It is. And P1 Dustin said, let me save you some time, Sprague. If the New Year's resolution has to do with drinking less or eating healthier, dirt's out. So what do you got? What's your New Year's resolution
okay
for me?
Now this, I want to state this is not something I am doing.
But you're thinking about trying it, or if you could do it.
Well, I thought about it, yeah. If I could do it, would I want to do it? I actually think it would benefit you.
I already don't want to do it.
Hold on.
Okay.
I think it would benefit your life, but I will not be doing this. This is something I've actually seen from two different people who don't know each other,
okay,
and I'm just assuming it's caught on somehow. It is the no smartphone contest. So they do not have a smartphone for 1 year.
1 year?
Yep. They go in, they go get like a flip phone or one of those, you know, slider crap phones that are like $25 to $30. They are putting away the smartphone for one calendar year to focus on a lot of things in their life. Now,
no, I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
I definitely could not do that.
But could you see the, I see the benefits in it.
Oh, I would love to be. If I had a.
Why couldn't you do it?
If I was able to own a, this would be cheating, but like a tablet.
Well, no, it's not cheating. It's a phone. It's just a phone contest.
Like,
you can
have
an iPad and stuff.
So if I could have an iPad to watch like Netflix and HBO and stuff on and take on airplanes, then I could do this easily.
Oh, that's what it is, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
they
still have their laptops and everything, and they're still going to do that. They just said,
yeah, if you can still have a computer or an iPad, I could easily do that.
Yeah, I thought you meant no smartphone technology.
Right.
No. Just having like an iPhone or a Samsung.
Oh, yeah. I would actually love to do that.
I thought about doing it.
Yeah.
And then I had people that were like, you couldn't do it, your job. I'm like, you know, I don't really tweet on my phone anymore.
No, neither do I.
I only tweet if I'm watching a game or I come into work and read an article that I think is interesting.
Yeah. Because 90% of the time I'm using my phone, it's just for texting or scrolling Twitter. So, I mean, that's all right. I can pass on
if
that.
If I'm being super honest, Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, that's about it.
And texting.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing it. I've seen a few people that I know that actually don't know each other. And I'm like, oh, this must be a thing now because they don't know each other and they're both doing this. I think a lot of people would benefit from it, but actually following through and going a year without it would be an interesting experiment.
Can you find a flip phone anywhere?
Oh, yeah. I was just at Verizon and bought the wife the new iPhone.
Okay. Ooh, look at that humble brag. Got that Sprague money.
Oh, I know, where you go and lease it and you pay monthly payments on it. They still sell them. And one of them, I couldn't believe, I almost said something to the employee. One of them really was the most basic of flip phones from like 2004. And they were charging $75 for it. And I thought,
what?
Why would anybody buy you spend $75 on that phone?
The fun question would be, what old school phone would you want to go back to? Like the old Nokia brick? Would you want to go Razor?
I have a chocolate at home. You remember those things?
No.
I don't remember. Slide them up, and they have a wheel in the middle.
Oh.
I don't remember
like
those.
Kind of like a BlackBerry.
Kind of, except the keyboard, you can't see the keyboard until you slide it up.
What website did you buy this on? No,
it's Verizon.
Uh-huh.
Chocolate. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
They had different flavors.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Why'd you go chocolate, Preston? Yeah,
well, no, they had like strawberry chocolate, which is a red one.
Oh, you weren't into that, huh?
No, I was into that. That's the one I have.
I feel like you're racist. Strawberry vanilla chocolate. Right now. What's going on?
I don't know if they had a vanilla
Did you
one,
buy
actually.
The chocolate so you could be like, guys, look, I'm totally down. I got chocolate.
I got a chocolate phone, man.
I got the chocolate. I just thought
the little wheel thing was cool.
I would.
People are saying, by the way, that Vitamin Water is offering $100,000 to go a year without a smartphone. Are you kidding me?
So it's a contest then. Okay.
Oh, I didn't see that. Are you kidding me? Sign me up.
But seriously. It's probably, you know, it's going to be a one out of however many people gets drawn.
Yeah, there'd be stipulations. Sidekick was a good one.
I would go, Sidekick, I think, was just the beginning of smartphones.
Does that count as smart? Does BlackBerry count as a smartphone?
Yes.
Okay.
I had a BlackBerry. I loved BlackBerry.
So it's got to be an old Samsung,
like the Nokia
brick.
The Nokia brick.
Yeah. You can play Snake on it. How long would texting take, though? Remember the old texting where you had to type?
I was pretty good texting.
Oh, yeah, you had to hit it three times to get
the
third letter.
Because I didn't have a cell phone until I got out of high school, and I used to use the Nokia one, like the no flip. It was just the tiny brick. I was really good at texting on that bad boy.
You had it all figured out. All right, well, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to do it. That just would be a hassle, but I could do it. If you gave me an iPad.
What would be a hassle about it?
Just changing up phones and I don't know. I'm lazy going through that whole thing. I'd have to go buy a new phone, switch my number over, put the SIM card in.
You don't have to switch your number over.
Is my SIM card compatible to an old phone?
Probably not.
See, now I got to get a new number here? How's this working? Okay.
I would take the 15 most important phone numbers and I would not care about anybody else.
Save the rest of them. there you go. Okay. Hey, Blazers going to win tonight?
If Kyle Lowry doesn't play, yeah.
Sounds like Lowry and Kawhi Leonard could both be out
tonight.
They're
both questionable. They've played, I think it's 3 games in 4 nights or something crazy. Long road trip for them. They just got that win. If they sit Lowry, I think they can get the W. But if Lowry plays, I think we just saw in Golden State, man, that's a dangerous team. Young, athletic. And they're locked in on what they're doing right now.
Keep blowing that tank, man. I want another loss. Hopefully Kawhi and Kyle Lowry play tonight. That one's going on tonight. Well, there you go. That'll do it, man. I'm out. I'm gone.
Well, I'll see you next year, bud. Have a
Adios.
Good trip.
Yeah, I'll see you next year.
You won't get Wally pipped.
Hopefully not. Listener could come in and Wally pip me, though.
It could happen, yeah.
I think Sprague should do that dream job thing where he, like, gives someone a dream job for a day, co-host with them.
Well, in a way, you could argue that I am doing that. Rashad's hosting.
Yeah.
He won the contest.
Oh. That's true.
Luke hosts primetime. He won a contest. Who else? Patrick won a contest. Those guys did win the
That's
dream
true.
Jobs.
That's true.
And they're doing it.
Listener offer to bring in their hot Orlando Magic takes for 3 hours next week if you want them. You can do 3 hours of Magic Talk.
How do you come up with a hot Orlando Magic take?
Oh,
they are like the most
people.
Average team of all time.
I know the listener he's talking about. You just pissed him off.
You did. You did. That's Preston.
Don't hate on his magic.
Go find him on Twitter. Hey, there you go. All right. Well, I'm heading off to Charlotte. I'll be out for a week. I will be back on December 27th. It'll be Sprague in a cast of fill-ins next week.
You need to do the hot challenge when we both are back again.
I will have it all figured out for you. I promise. Okay.
What am I eating?
TBD.
Oh, God. You don't even know yet. Give me the chip challenge. Give me a wing. Give me something.
I'll give you something. All right, folks. Hope you have a great Christmas, everybody. Enjoy the weekend. I'll talk to you December 27th. Sprague will be back on Monday. Thanks for being a part of our Friday, everybody. Number one's next. Listening to 1080 The Fan.